Okay, we talked about the depression and how bad it was on your family and all that. And so you said World War II made it better and everything.
Yeah, but before World War II, though, when during the Hoover days, that's what everybody called it, you know, mm-hmm. the Hoover days. That was the depression. Yeah, it was hard. It was hard to have clothes. By. I got down to where I couldn't afford but one pair of shoes. And I saved them that looked pretty enough, work in the yard and garden barefooted to have nicer looking shoes. But one thing and another, see, cotton, we drew a lot of cotton, and that was our money crop, you know. Uh-huh. And it just hit the bottom where we'd been getting a good price for it, and it got down to about 5 and 6 cents a pound, mm-hmm. you know, just nothing. Well, we had a pretty hard time, but we paddled all the way through it, and things began to get better then, mm-hmm. but then we moved to Tallapoosa. We saw that we had to get out from farming. There still wasn't lots to be made mm-hmm. farming, being as cotton, our money crop got right. down like it did, and so we come to Tallapoosa.
Did you buy a house when you got here?
No, we didn't buy. We lived upstairs in the house next to us. Guys, uh-huh. My husband's cousin mm-hmm. lived there, and he's the one who had the business, and they had a big upstairs, four oh. rooms upstairs, and so we lived up there in November and lived there till June till we could find a place, oh. and then it was about 4 years before we could find a place to buy a house, and oh. then we bought a house and lived there 4 years, mm-hmm. and then we lived here. We moved here in 1948.
Oh.
Where we are now.
Great. Was it hard to save up money to
yes.
buy a house?
Uh-huh. It was hard to save up and buy a house. We saved up and paid for the house, first house we bought. And when we come over here then, we saved up to buy this. Of course, mm-hmm. back then, it was a lot. But now it's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
We just give $1,000 for the first house we lived in.
Gosh.
And then whenever we sold it for $4,000. We bought this for $4,000 and sold it for $4,000. And this had 14 lots in a square. And then there was three other lots scattered around. It was,
uh-huh.
I forgot now, that was 17, 18 lots went with it for $4,000. But the house, it wasn't in right good shape and everything. We'd do a little while and
mm-hmm.
until we spend our money, we'd save up and do a little while more.
So y'all fixed up the house and everything?
Yeah, we fixed up the house. We tore this all out and made this was a bedroom, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the bathroom was just a little old place, and there wasn't no closets. And
my goodness.
Upstairs, one finished, no bathroom up there and things like
so
that.
So you had
we've
to
done
do
all that. That. We've done all that.
Gosh, upstairs. That's great.
Yeah, we've had a hard time of getting it done and fixed. But
Your husband didn't have to go to World War II or anything?
No, he was just coming to the point that he might have to
mm-hmm.
go. But
did you have any other relatives that went in World War II?
Yes, I had two brothers mm-hmm. and two brother-in-laws.
Gosh, did they all make it back home?
Yeah, they all made it back
That's
home.
Great.
One of my brothers was in Germany on Christmas Day,
mm.
and they dropped his Christmas dinner from the airplane. They were in a kind of in a circle place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember now that they couldn't get. They were kept there, and they dropped their dinner.
My goodness! So, were you real patriotic during World War II? Were you
all? Yeah, we did all we could during World War II. You know, it was kind of people had to live pretty conservative, you know, because so much rationed.
Right, uh-huh.
Sugar was rationed, coffee was rationed, and gas was rationed,
mm-hmm.
and all such as that, you know, and you couldn't have but so much sugar and
gosh.
So much gas,
mm-hmm.
and all such, you know,
mm-hmm.
things was rationed.
So, before the Depression, was it a good time before the Depression hit?
Yeah, good times. Mm-hmm.
But then in World War II, you still had to be careful. You
oh, yeah, I had to be conservative,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was rationed.
Right.
It wasn't that it... See, they had to send so much food overseas to
mm-hmm.
soldiers.
So everything you did just about was for them?
Yeah,
for
everything we did was for them. Mm-hmm.
Well, did you know a lot of other women that worked and all during this time?
Yes, I knew a lot of.
Did y'all get together and talk?
Yeah, we had a... Everybody that worked together were friends.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mostly women worked because all the
On the machines, women worked, but we had boys that worked around picking up work and carrying work and rolling into work. And some boys worked on the button machines and buttonhole machines and things like that. But it got, during the war, you know, there wasn't any men to work much. Wow. Everything, women worked at everything.
What about after the war? Did some women lose their jobs or?
No.
Really?
No, after the war, everything picked up and looked like it was, you're talking about World War II. Yeah, everything picked up and it was, seemed to be real good.
So when the men came back, they got
out of jobs? Yeah, the men came back. Of course, when they left, they were promised their jobs back, you know, and some of them maybe got a little better job.
Yeah.
Things like that. So it was a good place to work, and I guess your grandmother and him can tell you about that.
I can.
Yeah, I was riding with Raymond and Faye. They quit the house, Sarah.
Oh. Let's see.
Where's Richard?
He's in Atlanta now.
Oh, is he? Well, he and I had a nephew that was in the Army, you know, after the war. They had to serve some time when they got 18 before they went to school, things like that. And Richard and I had a nephew, they were together.
Oh,
and
okay.
They've known each other. Lee Smith and Carlton.
Oh, well, he lives in Atlanta now.
Well, okay.
Let's see, do you remember when the vote for women was up and all that?
Let me see. Yeah, I remember how happy we were.
Yeah,
I was so happy we could vote, but it's been since we've been in Tallapoosa. What year was that? I remember the year where we could vote.
Did everybody get behind that? Were you a supporter? Or did you not really talk about it much?
I just don't remember about that. Of course, I was for it. I don't know if we had to do anything about it or not, but
do you remember the first time you voted?
Yeah. I remember the first time I voted, and I remember the first time I had to get driving license.
Oh, my goodness.
My husband carried me. It was on a Wednesday afternoon, and I happened to be off from work, and two other boys, a friend and a cousin, my husband carried me and these two cousins to Villarica. We had to go to Villarica to get our driving license.
Oh, my goodness. So you drive just about everywhere now, don't you?
Yeah, I've always.
That's great. All right, let's see. Do you feel that a woman's place is in the home, or do you feel that a woman should work?
I think a woman should have the privilege to work if she wants to.
That's good.
Yeah, as long as if she can take care of her. Well, it's a man's duty, too, to help.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, help with a home and take care of things like that. Of course, I didn't come along, you know, when I worked with the children in the home, but when we moved to Tallapoosa, you know, they were 10 and 14, and it was just didn't think anything about it. I think some children get better care now and nurseries and when they go to kindergarten and things like that, maybe then they would in some home.
Right. Did you have daycares or anything like that?
Well, yeah, there were a few daycares then. But
did a lot of people use them?
There were some people that would use them. And maybe just a woman would have two or three, you know, in her home and things like that.
When you came in from work, your daughters already had just about everything?
Yeah, they'd have things.
That's great.
Rigged up, you know, and then we'd all finish up supper and sit down to eat, and they'd clean up the kitchen and get up their lessons, and I'd cut out and sew. And
did your husband help you a lot around the house?
Well, he kept y'all. He kept all the yards.
Oh, that's great.
He kept the yards and things like that. And but back then, we didn't have washers and dryers.
Uh-oh.
Had to get out. We'd usually do that on Saturdays, get out to the wash tubs and wash pots, you know, and clotheslines.
Oh, my goodness. Do you feel that a woman should get paid the same as a man if they're doing the same job?
If she's doing the same job, she should receive the same pay.
And you said that you got the same pay as somebody.
Yeah, It's hourly pays, you know.
That's good. All right.
I don't know how everybody runs it, and businesses have their own way, but I still think a woman should be paid as long as she's doing her job, mm-hmm. just like a man.
Yes, sir.
Because so many times a woman is the dependence of the family, too, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Right. Do you think your life was better before you got married or after?
Do
Which
I think,
was the easiest?
Well, it was the easiest after I got married.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had to do a lot of work before you got married?
Mama had 6 or 7 other little children.
Oh,
I had
goodness.
That little children. I, some of the little ones on down, I was just their mother, like, you
oh.
know, while Mama took care of the little ones, you know.
So were you the oldest? Or?
Yeah, I was the oldest.
Oh.
I was the oldest of 12 children.
So you had a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I had lots, and I'd have to do a lot of washing for the children,
mm-hmm.
you know, and ironing. Then we had to iron clothes, you know.
Yeah.
If you didn't iron, you couldn't wear them because they'd be rough, you know. They'd be old,
mm-hmm.
wrinkled things, rough.
God.
Had to iron.
Did that take forever?
Yeah, it just take a lot of time. You didn't have electric irons either.
What kind of, is it a hot iron?
We called them smoothing irons. They were
oh.
made of iron.
Uh-huh.
Shape of iron, you know.
Right, uh-huh.
We had a handle, and you'd put them to the hot fire or put them on your stove.
Right.
I'd usually put mine on the stove,
mm-hmm.
on the cook stove. That was the easiest.
Hmm.
It was a lot of trouble around the fire. You had to keep your fire with a lot of good coals, you
oh,
know.
Right.
Stove.
So after you got married, you only had to keep up with 2 children then, right?
Yeah. I was married 2 years before I had my first child. And then it was 5 years before I had my next one.
Oh, that was good. Let's see. What did you do when you weren't working or sewing? Did you get together with any of your friends and sew together? Or
No.
Just stayed at home?
We didn't. Well, I belonged to the sewing club.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Lingalongers.
Oh!
And we'd sew, you know, and we call it, we'd say, oh, we're going to linger a little longer, you know. That's why we called it Lingalongers. And we'd take whatever sewing we were doing. I learned to crochet at the Lingalongers.
Oh.
And we'd embroider and sew. If we had any basting on our sewing, we'd do it there.
So, but did you just
we'd meet on Friday afternoons.
At somebody's house? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You take time about.
Oh, that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sew for yourself, or did you just see anything you had to sew?
Yeah, just anything you'd have to sew.
You just brought it with you?
And some would do. Some of them would do a lot of crocheting, some would do some embroidering,
oh.
and just whatever this handwork they had, you know. But we had a lot of good, 12, we had 12 members.
Oh.
And that was all they wanted was 12 members.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all talk while you were sewing?
Oh, yeah, we talked life and told jokes.
Told jokes.
And have refreshments and have
oh,
a good time.
That's
yeah.
great. So all the women that you knew lived about the same way you did? Went
yes.
to work and then
went,
came
yeah,
home?
Yeah, worked and come home, would meet. Some of the women didn't work,
mm-hmm.
but the older, there were some older women,
mm-hmm.
some ladies in it, had been in it a long time, and they were 65 and 70 years old when I went in it.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. And they would meet then, but whenever it would come my time for them to meet with me, I'd have to have it on Saturday.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
But I'd get home in time, maybe to go to whoever was having it
uh-huh.
for refreshments or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, that was good.
Just around town, but.
What motivated you to work? Did you have to? Or
yes. Mm-hmm.
Had to go to work?
Yeah. Well, I had was a steel manufacturer in Baton,
mm-hmm.
and I had tried to get on down there, but I never could get on. And when my daughter said, why y'all had never moved to Tallapoosa? I said, well, the good Lord took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
If I got on down at Bowden, I would never move to Tallapoosa. But when I moved in and went to Bremen to try
uh-huh.
to get on, then I got on in Bremen.
So did you drive down to Bremen?
No. I rode the different ones. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, at times I rode with Bremen and Fay. And,
right.
And then during the war when gas was rationed,
oh.
They made everybody, they put a bus.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. It was like a school bus.
They come and get you all the time?
Oh, yeah. They'd pick us up at the door. Well,
oh.
Some man,
mm-hmm.
different men would drive it, you know.
Oh.
Mr. Ralph Livey, you know Mr.
Yeah,
Ralph
mm-hmm,
Livey? He's the first one that ever drove the bus.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He worked at Sewell's.
Oh.
Him and his wife both did,
uh-huh.
and he drove the bus, and he'd go around and pick up everybody, you know. See, that was, and Sewell's signed then for him to get gas to drive the bus. See, that's
oh.
when he got extra gas.
Oh, okay. So you couldn't drive your own car?
No, I couldn't drive your own car.
Did you like that better?
Well, it didn't matter. It didn't matter to me particularly, you know. Then whenever it got to where to get gas and you could have a ride, and I guess I rode with Raymond and Faye as long as I rode with anybody like that. And then I rode the bus. When they moved up, you know, left the room, then I went back to ride the bus.